You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome back to Wig Hackers Podcast. And this time, it's going to be actually on topic. It is, I swear, I go off on tangents. But it's customer retention, right? We want to retain our clients. So how can we do that? What are some things that you currently have in practice that you do to make sure you get these girls or boys coming back to you, or they, or them, or thou, coming back to you to get repeat business? Who are you doing, and how are you getting them? Are you, you know, really going above and beyond with them for, you know, fit? Do they love it because your wigs fit them so well? Do you go with them, like, do they come back because you just know the color that they like and you really nail that color to, like, you nailed it? Is it just your personality? Are they coming back because you're like, my work's okay, it looks good, it'll be fine, you'll just be interesting? Do you know what I mean? You know, are you their girlfriend? You know, or therapist. Ooh, have I been drinking? You know, so it's really getting that client retention, coming back, wanting to do more with you in particular, so that you create amazing things and make your clients feel awesome. Because that's really what it's about. You have to make them feel like $1 million. Okay, guys, I know, disclaimer, we are not licensed surgeons. Why is this taking so hard to come out? So we can really, like, only do so much, but with what we do, with the wigs we create and the hairlines we create, we really need to focus on giving them the best. They're just the best. You know, give them the best. That's what you need. I don't know. I took my pill like an hour ago, and I have hiccups. Who has hiccups during a podcast? That would be me. So some other things you can do with client retention. I can't even say the word retention. You can really reach out and go above and beyond. I shouldn't. Guys, you're really getting the true. You're really getting the true me. You can't say I ever lied to you. That's for damn sure. Oh my gosh. I'm going to try to do this. And I'm falling asleep. What? If you're not laughing, you got something wrong with you. This is going to be a 10-minute episode of me just burping. Oh my God. So client retention can really happen if once they fall in love with you, once they find out, you know, you have their, you care about them more than they care about you and all this crap, you know, like, that's really what it's going to be. So I may cut this one short because I sat up And I'm just burping. This is something that you should not do for client retention. Retention is burp like this. But then again, I have talked about some very interesting things to keep clients just keep coming back to me. And it's true. It has worked. Let me tell you. It really has worked. So if you just keep your eye on the prize and try not to burp in your client's face, and you really put out like good quality products, be it wigs, be it wig caps, be it the hair you supply people with, be it anything really, like anything, really keep it professional and or not, and barf like I do and throw up and sorry, the most professional podcast goes to me, but we'll continue this conversation when I don't have any issues. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, Wig Hangers Podcast. We will be trying to launch this in a couple weeks, so there's some more for you. So if you have any comments, questions, queries, concerns, please let me know. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.